Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You better you bet. Brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake.
On the BetQL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. Over the course of the next hour of the show, all our bets coming up for tonight, Stanley Cup Final Game 2. Got some baseball bets locked and loaded as well. I can't wait for this Astros-Blue Jays game coming up tonight. Blue Jays going to keep this run of form going. How about the Mets, by the way, streaking into that series against Toronto, and Toronto just shoves against them the entire weekend.
Yeah, swept.
The Jekyll and Hyde team, the Mets. 30-30.
Well, too.
Seems appropriate.
I think we talked about it it was Thursday or Friday. It was like, oh yeah, for the first time this year, he's going to pitch on normal rest for a major league pitcher. Didn't go great. Like 2 2 2/3 innings, something like that. Like 5 earned. Said afterwards, like, yeah, I just didn't make any adjustments. You don't say. That's a good one.
And I'm fascinated to get Jake's take on Snake's take, right? On some of the games coming up tonight in Major League Baseball, especially World Series rematch from about a decade ago, as the St. Louis Cardinals, with the worst record in the National League, go to Texas to take on the Rangers with Uncle Charlie, Adam Wainwright, on the mound tonight, one day after he ripped the entire team, basically, for a lack of effort and a lack of urgency. Where, like, are the Cardinals actually, like, a decent contrarian play tonight on the road at, like, the red-hot Texas Rangers? We'll talk about it as we move along tonight in the show. So baseball and hockey bets still to come, a little on the College World Series from the guys as well. But for now, we continue on with 8 buckets. Talking win totals in the National Football League. We left off early in the schedule, Ken, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Favored to win the AFC South, win total of 9.5 on our show sponsor, BetMGM. So we made it through week 3, and the Jaguars were a blowout winner, projected to be at least, at home against Houston in week 3. So we will move now to week 4. And this is the first of back-to-back London games for Jacksonville. They are the nominal home team in this one, and then they will be the nominal road team in the following week. So in the first London game, so again, this is a neutral site game, Jacksonville will host the Atlanta Falcons. And we have a point spread for this game already, right? And it's Jacksonville favored by at least 3, more than 3, right? So likely win.
Yeah. Yep, we'll call that a likely win. I would have to check the look-ahead market again. I'm almost positive you're right. It's like 3.5 or something. I don't know. It's definitely at least a field goal. Let's put it that way.
And then we will go to the next week, which is another London game. And Jacksonville will play, quote unquote, on the road. Again, neutral site game against the Buffalo Bills.
And market had this as likely loss, I think, right?
Likely loss. This number I thought was pretty short.
Yeah. Yeah, likely loss. And even if we want to ignore those look-ahead markets, which I would argue aren't as predictive of what we're going to get as the week 1 markets in terms of point spreads, Yeah, I mean, like, they're going to be at least a 3-point dog to Buffalo right now, and they're going to be at least a 3-point favorite against Atlanta in all likelihood. So I think can pretty safely put those in. So that was week 4 and 5. They go to London.
That is week, stand by. That is week 4. Wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3. Yep, 4 and 5. Correct.
Not just early in the year. So I just want to make sure. So wow, so that's gonna get London games right out of the chute here, pretty much.
Just wait till the Jaguars move there in 2 years, and all their games are in London from the beginning of the season. I have an offshore open right now, Ken. At this offshore, the number in that game, it's not going to change for our purposes of this exercise. The number in the game is Bills -3 -110.
Okay. I said
if we get there, so, yeah. you're dead on. I can't believe that's the point spread. I can't believe that that's the number in the game.
And you say that you're confusing me because I know you also don't like Buffalo. You think Buffalo shouldn't be 3?
I think they should be more than 3.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were hinting at, but I'm like, wait, he doesn't like Buffalo. Maybe he thinks it's the other way. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I can't believe that the number in that game is Buffalo -3. The Bills need to be more than 3. In my opinion, need to be more than 3-point favorites in that game. All right, we'll go to October 15th. The Jaguars don't get, I don't know when their week off is, but it's not here. The next Sunday, after playing back-to-back games in London, they will host the Indianapolis Colts. And I think we can probably assume, and maybe in week one it'll be Minshew for Indianapolis, we can probably assume at this point it'll be Anthony Richardson. I don't know how big of a difference that's going to be in the betting market, but I'm just saying just for how I think about things. So Jacksonville hosting Indianapolis. If they're 3.5 on the road, this number probably has to be 7, right?
Yeah, or the other weird thing is it'll be, because you know what'll happen in the market, it'll be 2 weeks overseas, and then this is the first game.
Oh, yeah.
I think it could be like 6.5.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to go full 7 when there's like the weirdo schedule setup. And this is not like Ken likes the Colts in the game. This is just like, what will the actual number be when we get to this game? And I could see people like, if it was 7, taking the Colts 7 against a team that was just in London for consecutive weeks, which basically never happens too. It's like a unique travel situation. Not that it may end up not mattering at all. Just, I think there'll be some of that baked into what's going on. So I think a likely win.
Another screwy schedule spot here. They will go from playing back-to-back games in London, then they'll host the Colts, and then play a Thursday night game on October 19th on the road in New Orleans against the Saints.
So they go Sunday in London, Sunday in London, Sunday back home, Thursday on the road with no break?
Yes. Yes.
That's
awful.
I'm going to make sure
I have this right. So September 10th is week 1.
Yeah.
At Indy. September 17th, week 2. Home Kansas City. September 24th, week 3, home Houston. October 1st, week 4, London Jacksonville. October 8th, week 5, London Bills. October 15th, home Colts. October 19th, Thursday at Saints. So, like, that is correct.
And the Saints game is on the road?
And the Saints game is on the road in a short week.
This is not a commentary on what will actually happen in the game. I mean, I will already guarantee the Saints get betted open, whatever the number is. What would it open if that schedule didn't exist? Like, what would the number be? What if they were playing in week 1?
Pick 'em.
Yeah, or like Jags 1, maybe Saints. Was my thought.
I was gonna say like maybe like Saints 1, just to give them credit for home field.
Yeah, but like a really small number or like no number. Yeah. And, but I mean, it's never Saints -3 in the game, even with that schedule, right? It's like Saints 2.5.
I think it could get bet up to 3, but then like it would get bought back immediately, right? 2.5.
Yeah. Like, would it ever like close 3? Probably not. So it's just a toss up. I think it's a really, really, really weird schedule situation that like will be baked into the market in some way, probably. Which is like tough to predict with these things. Like, will the market care that this was true? This one seems like they almost have to care because we never get it. And I think that actually makes it easy to project as a toss-up game. I think like that spot actually makes the point spread easier to guess.
Let's play the Ken Barkley laugh test game. The old KBLT. I like a good sandwich. The KBLT.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson.
Like in an actual sandwich. If it was a KBLT.
I mean, I guess you could go like super healthy. It could be kale.
See, and I was going to say like knockwurst.
What is that? Some kind of German sausage meat?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Tyler it's corn. They banned corn in the chat.
What other food even starts with a K?
Well, you said kale already, right?
I did.
Ketchup. Ketchup is good.
Well, you already have tomato, so kind of superfluous. But like, I like ketchup.
Yeah, but people have two different kinds of cheese on a sandwich, and that usually makes it better.
There's a Greek Kalamata olives.
Nah, I don't like olives. But that does start with a K. No. I know that like offends you probably, I would imagine, right?
No. I think I am not like a huge olive fan, but like I like them.
Yeah, I'm good.
Like how about this? Like I would never like buy olives and like just eat like an olive plain. Like I like to have like an olive, like olives in like a salad. But I would never like eat olives out of like a jar or whatever.
I think ketchup of the foods that would actually be on this sandwich is like the only one that I could stomach.
Kung Pao chicken, Tyler writes also.
Kiwi fruit, which is also true.
And cats. Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll move on. We left off with Jacksonville on the road Thursday night against the Saints. Jacksonville.
Toss
up. So their bye is coming up in a couple weeks. The next Sunday.
That's week seven. So weeks 4, 5, 6, and 7 for Jacksonville are pretty sketchy. London, back home with no break, Thursday on the road.
Then they'll have 10 days off, and October 29th, this is a really interesting game. They will travel to Pittsburgh to take on Kenny Pickett and the Steelers.
Oh, man. Well, like...
Toss up.
It's a toss up. Like, that's the bucket. Yep. It's actually an easy one to put in a bucket. It's just kind of like, again, you play out this schedule theme, and you just kind of like, all right, well, that's a game where they should actually get bet up, maybe, because they're like for the first, like they'll lose to New Orleans, and like, you know, everyone will be like, they'll have a closed door meeting or something after the loss, and then 10 days later they'll get played on against whoever. Who do they have here? Pittsburgh. They'll have against Pittsburgh.
I think what I would do. Doesn't matter for right now. So toss up, Jacksonville. At
Pittsburgh. It's like assuredly a toss up.
Yeah. Who do you think would be? What do you think the number would be?
God, with Jacksonville having extra rest, like maybe they would be like a tiny, tiny favorite just for that reason. But like if there was no rest, maybe like Steelers one or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it should be like an actual like pick 'em.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, just because the spot maybe makes people like Jacksonville a little bit more.
All right. Now Jacksonville will come off its bye. And on November 12th, I'm sure Doug Peterson agrees. And Trent Baalke. Trent Baalke's thinking about things like this. So watching college players with long arms. November 12th, Jacksonville will host the San Francisco 49ers.
What the hell is this number? Can the Niners really be 3 in this game?
Yeah. Definitely.
I think I would actually want to bet Jacksonville, and I never say stuff like this during this.
Yeah, with Brock Purdy on the other side. Well, depending on how you're right.
I guess you're right. I guess right now... Oh, man. Yeah, I guess right now they'd have to be 3 in the game, right?
So, in week one, and, like, they're getting taxed a little right now in week one because of, like, the quarterback uncertainty.
Because we don't know.
They're 3. They're 3 on the road in Pittsburgh in week one.
And we assume by now, like, even if it's whatever, something goes wrong with Purdy, like, they know what they're doing by now at quarterback. Like, it's been the same thing for a while. Yeah, I guess they're 3. My first thought was it's 2.5. But yeah, right now, I guess they have to be a 3-point favorite. Okay. So a likely loss for Jacksonville. All right.
Likely loss.
Their third likely loss. For the high win total.
Okay. Because we did this with the wonky schedule. Do we want to say the number is 2.5 because Jacksonville's coming off the bye?
I don't know. Call it a toss-up. Here, I got to make sure I get the math right on how many games I'm adding in each bucket. That's week 9, right? Or is that the 9th game? Make sure that's the 9th game. If it's the 9th game, I'm good.
Okay, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep, the ninth game.
All right, great. All right, I've switched it to a toss-up because I agree with you. They're off the bye. Maybe that gets it to, knocks it to 2.5.
Sunday, November 19th, the Jaguars will host the Tennessee Titans. We will call that a likely win.
Yeah, that's easy.
November 26th, the Jaguars will visit the Houston Texans. We will call that a likely win, right? That is not a blowout win.
It's always fun when they make it easy, yeah.
December 4th, the Jaguars, in a night game, primetime game, will host the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, this is like three or more. This is
Cincinnati
a
minus three. Right. Cincinnati minus three. Easy, done. December 10th, the Jaguars will... That's a Monday night game, by the way, Jaguars-Bengals. Now, Sunday, December 10th, the Jaguars will visit the Cleveland Browns. Likely loss.
Yeah, it's at least Cleveland minus three. Yeah.
December 17th, Sunday night game, the Jaguars will host the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, like, is there a difference between Baltimore and Cincinnati's rating right now? Really? Cincinnati a little better.
Yes, yeah. I think 2.5. Baltimore minus 2.5.
So we'll call that a toss-up. Okay.
You agree?
Yeah, I do. I was saying it out loud, not that I didn't think there was a difference, but just to, like, explain why these numbers are going to be a little different.
Christmas Eve, Jaguars at the Buccaneers. Likely win.
Yes. I don't know why Tampa's funny every time. They're funny every time.
New Year's Eve, the Jaguars host the Carolina Panthers. Likely win.
Likely win and not a blowout. Yep.
Week 18, the Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans. Toss up or likely win?
I want to mull that one over. I want to say they'd be 3 in the game, but we can talk about
it. We'll mull during the break. And on the other side, we'll finish up the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.